ACB Radio Interactive is turning 2 this coming week. And to celebrate that, we're going to be doing something now that I've been meaning to do for quite some time because we've had lots of requests for it, and that is to begin an occasional series on the hows and whys and wherefores of internet broadcasting using shoutcast technology. Now, if you go to the website of ACB Radio Interactive, which as I'm sure you know is interactive.acbradio.org, you'll find a link on the page called Host Your Own Show on ACB Radio Interactive. And if you choose that link, there's actually a text tutorial complete with links to many of the utilities that you need that tells you how to do all of this. But there's nothing like practical step-by-step instructions that you can actually follow along with. And that's one of the reasons why, of course, in our last interview, we heard about what Pulse Data Humanware are doing. So different strokes for different folks. And let's have a look at doing it this way, actually taking you through how to get things up and running. We are going to be using Winamp version 2.8 for this, and we're not going to be using the latest version of the Shoutcast DSP plugin. And I will tell you why that is. Well, obviously, we're not using Winamp 3 because it's useless for blind people at the moment. So that's why we're sticking with Winamp version 2.8. I'm not actually sure yet whether there is Shoutcast support for broadcasters in Winamp 3 anyway. But if there were, we certainly wouldn't be using it at this stage of the game. The reason why we're sticking with version 1.8 of the Shoutcast DSP plugin is, well, firstly, you are able to save your stream as you broadcast onto your hard drive without any third-party plugin. That's important because when you broadcast on ACB Radio Interactive, you do need to keep a record of your program for a little while. Also, the quality is better at lower bit rates. The Shoutcast DSP plugin version 1.8.2 is using an older version of LAME, and it really doesn't sound too nice at lower bit rates. And also, I think this version is slightly easier to use. Certainly, there's no difficulty using the newer plugin, but I think there is a longer learning curve involved in doing that. The broadcasting that we're going to be showing you all happens within Winamp. Winamp is a very powerful and flexible program, and its entire structure is built on the concept of plugins. There are different types of plugin in Winamp. You can't play a file in Winamp without having an input plugin that allows you to do it. So you'll find, for example, an MP3 input plugin, an input plugin for WAV files, etc. An output plugin actually directs where the sound is going to go. Is it going to be output to a file, or is it going to be output to your sound card? And there are other options as well. DSP plugins can do a whole range of things, and the Shoutcast plugin that we're going to introduce you to in just a moment is a DSP plugin. General plugins can also do all sorts of general things. And of course, there are visualization plugins, which most of us tend not to bother with. Before we even get around to installing the Shoutcast plugin for Winamp, it is really important that you have an MP3 codec on your system. This is one disadvantage of the older Shoutcast DSP plugin, because when you get the newer one, you do get the MP3 codec, which is LAME, built into it, although it doesn't sound nearly as good at lower bit rates, as I say. So you are going to have to get a codec if you don't have one installed. We can find out how you know whether you have one installed or not. Let's go to, I'm using Windows XP, so this will vary a little bit, but it's roughly the same on most systems. I'm going to go to the Start menu,
Windows Catalog,
in Windows XP, and then we'll go to Settings,
Control Panel Submenu,
and
C.
Control Panel. And now we
accessibility options
are there. I'm going to push S.
Scanners and cameras submenu. Schedule tasks submenu. Sounds and audio devices. S.
This is where it is in Windows XP. I believe that it may be under multimedia devices or something like that in some earlier versions of Windows.
Start button. Sounds and audio devices properties dialog. Volume page.
Now we're on the volume page. I'm going to push Shift Tab.
Volume tab.
That gets us on the tab controls, and I'm just going to right arrow through them.
Sounds tab. Audio tab. Voice tab. Hardware tab.
And hardware is what we want. So we'll now push tab.
Hardware page. And a PCDRW40X12 type DVD/CD-ROM.
Right, now we're in a list of hardware devices. I'm going to use my down arrow.
DVD-ROM. Oriel Vortex Game Port. Oriel Vortex. Animate Impact. Creative SBO. Creative Game Audio Codecs, Type Sound, Video and Game Controllers.
Now we're in Audio Codecs, and that's where we want to be. So I'm going to press the Tab key.
Troubleshoot dot 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 button.
And Tab again.
Alt Properties button. Alt R.
And we can press Alt R to get into Properties.
Audio Codecs Properties Dialog. General Page. Troubleshoot dot 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 button. Alt T.
Now when you get in here, you land on the General tab. I'm going to press the right arrow.
Properties tab.
And we're on the Properties tab. That's where we need to be.
Properties page. Audio Compression Codecs. Preview. Mod32.mac.
Now, we have the audio compression codecs that are installed on the system. I'm going to down arrow through them.
ZAT32.mac. MSG700. MSGSM30. Soft32.mac. MSG700. Windows Media Audio.
Right, so we have Windows Media in here.
Cipro Lab Telecom Audio Codec. Indio Audio Software. Fraunhofer ISMPEG Layer 3 Codec.
Alright, now what you heard there is Fraunhofer, and then the Roman numeral 2, MPEG Layer 3. That's the official name for MP3. So if you find something like this, the Fraunhofer 2 MPEG Layer 3 Codec, then you don't need to go searching any further.
Hewlett-Packard, Fraunhofer ISMPEG.
Okay, so that's all set up and installed. So I'm going to quit out of
properties
here,
button.
Just with Alt-F4 a few times, and we're back. I don't need to install the Windows Media Tools, because obviously I have a codec in there. If you don't have an MP3 codec in that list, then you will need to find one, and a free one is available in the Windows Media Tools that we make available on the ACB Radio FTP site, and also there's a link to it off that page I mentioned at interactive.acbradio.org, and you choose the host your own music show on ACB Radio Interactive link. Download the Windows Media Tools and just install them and follow the prompts. That will put an MP3 codec in your system and you'll be ready to go. So that's the first important step in using this earlier but clearer and easier version of the Shoutcast plugin. Having done that,
desktop.
Let's go to Windows Explorer now, because you'll also need to download, which I already have done, version 1.8 of the Shoutcast plugin, also available from the ACB Radio FTP site at ftp.acbradio.org in the Broadcasting Tools section. And we'll go and find that now, because I just downloaded it, so I can do this all afresh.
Not.
And we'll push SH to quickly get there.
Shoutcast ESP180Windows.exe.
That's what we want, the Shoutcast ESP version 1.8 for Windows. You'll find it's easy to get going. We'll just press Enter.
Nilsoft Shoutcast Source 1.8.0 Installer Setup Installation Options Dialog. Next button.
And we've got Next.
Cancel. Select the type of install combo box. Default.
Yeah, I think default is fine.
Space required 1664K BMIL to select.
So it doesn't take a lot of space, only about 1.6 megs.
Next button.
We'll push Next. By pressing Enter.
Cancel but back but select the directory to install Nilsoft Edit. See Program Files Winamp.
That's the default Winamp directory, so unless you've done something bizarre, that's where you'll want to install it.
Browse.next
button. So we'll choose Next.
DSPSCReadme.txt Notepad. Edit.
And the readme's come up.
Nilsoft Shoutcast ESP1.8.0. What is this thing? The Shoutcast source plugin .k.dsp is a plugin for Winamp that gives users the ability to broadcast anything they're playing through a Shoutcast server. Once you're broadcasting, listeners can tune in and hear what you're playing in Winamp across the internet. This plugin is most useful in conjunction with the Shoutcast server. You either have to run your own server on your own bandwidth, or pay someone else for the opportunity to do so. We don't run any servers, we just provide bandwidth and a directory. Once you're broadcasting, you have the option of having your station automatically appear in the Shoutcast directory at the...
Alright, we're going to explain a bit more of that shortly, but the readme file, as you can hear, is quite informative, and you may like to take a look at that. So I'm going to press Alt-F4 to close down Notepad.
See download.
And that Alt-F4 again to close down Windows Explorer. And
talking caller
ID. I'm now... Well, talking caller ID's got focus, just in case anyone rings me. So, we're ready to configure this now, and as the file said, you are going to have to gain access somehow to a server. If you're willing to pay for it, you can get them from a number of places. Live365.com allows you to sign up, and I think they're now charging about, $4.95 a month plus a $5 fee for the royalties that internet broadcasters now have to deal with. So you're looking at about $10 a month, I guess, for a basic Live365 server. You can also go to streamguys.com, which have a very good reputation, and you may like to do a bit of research on the internet for shoutcast server providers. There are a few out there. ACB Radio, of course, uses its own shoutcast-compatible servers, written by Matt Campbell. The system is called Supercast. And obviously, if people become involved in ACB Radio Interactive, then they get access to that server for their time slot. And people who are accepted, once they audition, also get access to a test server where they can do some testing. But generally, you do need to do a bit of testing first in some way or other. You can, of course, set up your own server. You can download separately the Shoutcast server and set that up on your home PC. If you have a high-speed connection, such as DSL or cable, you might be able to support a few listeners doing it that way. And you can use a service like DNS2Go to give people an easy address to point to. And if there's interest in that, I'm happy to cover the basic setting up of a Shoutcast server in another program in this series. In the meantime, I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-3, which is my hotkey for Winamp.
Winamp
2.80 has come up, and we now have to configure the Shoutcast plugin. To do that, we'll go into Control P, which is the Winamp preferences.
Winamp preferences dialog. 3.1 preview. DSP/effect. None.
And I'm actually in the right place. I'm in the plugin section under DSP/effect. You may have to hit D a few times to get there, and if by chance the plugins part of the tree view is closed, then you would need to hit P for plugins and then press the right arrow key to open the tree view. Having found the DSP/effect part of the plugins section, we can now press Tab and then Tab again.
List box. None.
And we're currently on None. That means that no DSP plugin is currently active. But now if I press down arrow...
Shoutcast source dialog. Server localhost 8000 format MP3...
Alright, now the Shoutcast plugin has actually come up. And if I push a window title hotkey...
Winamp 2.80. Shoutcast source.
We're in the Shoutcast source. So I'm going to press Alt-F4 to get rid of it for now.
Winamp preferences dialog.
And now we're back in the Winamp preferences, having selected the Shoutcast source as our DSP plugin. There is something else we should do first, and we'll press the Tab key now that we're back in the preferences.
Combo box. Shoutcast distributed network audio source.
That's fine, that's just for our information. I'll press Tab again.
Configure button.
And now we have a configure button. Let's go in here and see the few options that we have.
Configure Shoutcast plugin dialog. OK button.
And press Tab.
Cancel button. Enable low pass filtering recommended. Checkbox checked.
Enable a low pass filter. This is generally good because it will get rid of some of the artifacts that come up in MP3 streaming. Especially if you're playing MP3 files, what you've got to be mindful of is that you're going to be encoding an MP3 file a second time. And so there is some degradation there. A low pass filter just takes off some of the horrible bits, so we leave that checked generally.
Enable advanced recording mode checkbox not checked.
At the moment, we're going to leave the advanced recording mode unchecked because we're going to start off with a very basic broadcast and work our way up. So advanced recording at the moment is not checked.
Microphone radio button checked.
The microphone radio button applies to the advanced recording controls. You can either have microphone or
line in. Save broadcast to file.
And that's all.
Line in.
So we'll leave that alone for the moment and come back in another program.
Save broadcast to files in checkbox not checked.
Do you want to save broadcasts to a file? Well, I think that yes, because then we can go back and listen to what it all sounded like when we've finished. So I'm going to check that.
Checked.
And now if I press the Tab key.
C button.
We have to specify where it's going to save these files to, because we don't really want them going in the root directory. So we'll press the spacebar.
Configure Shoutcast plugin dialog. Select directory to save MP3 dialog. Tree view. Local disk C opened.
We've got a tree view that will allow us to specify where we're going to save this. And this is good because it allows you to hear your broadcast, when it's all over, the way the listener heard it. If, for some reason, you are not able to send at a good enough bit rate, you'll pick that up. You'll hear it skipping. So it's quite good to monitor the first couple of times so you know what the listeners are hearing. or push T for temp, because I've got a temp folder where I save some of this stuff.
Temp closed.
That's it. That's fine.
OK
and
button.
Push OK.
Winamp 2.80.
Now if I read the current control,
see temp button.
It says see temp button, which is fine.
OK button.
And that's all there is to that part of the configuration, so we'll press OK.
Winamp 2.80.
Now, we are, I think, out of the preferences. Looks like we are. So, we've done that bit of the configuring. But, of course, there's lots more to do, because we have to tell the Shoutcast server where we're going to be broadcasting to and all those good things. To do that, I'm going to minimize Winamp and everything else with a Windows key plus M for minimize.
Desktop. Not selected my documents.
And now we're going to press insert F11, because I'm presently running JAWS version 4.5.
Select a system tray icon dialog. List box. Shoutcast source.
And there it actually happens to be, right at the top of my list. To get to the Shoutcast source, we will just double left click on it. In JAWS, that will be Alt D. And
Winamp 2.80 button.
We need to Alt Tab into it. Sometimes there are some focus issues. All right. Now, we can explore the screen a little bit with the JAWS cursor or your screen reader's review cursor.
Job page server localhost 8000 edit button.
So it's saying server, localhost, and 8000. The localhost is the address of your server. If you're running your own Shoutcast server on your own PC, then localhost may actually be what you want. If you're pointing to a Live365 server or somewhere else, you will have been given either a domain name or an IP address and a port number, and we'll get round to entering those in a moment.
Format MP3 at 24K, BPS 22kHz, edit button.
And that's the format at which you're going to send. In other words, is it stereo or mono? What's the bit rate? All of those things. And again, we'll come to that in a moment because that is important, and we will tell you more soon. We'll just keep exploring.
Server details group box. Song title. Check mark of a checkbox checked.
This is to do with whether you're going to stream the song title to the server. A genuine Shoutcast server will allow a user to be able to hit their window title key and read in the title bar what song is currently being played. It's a feature that lots of people really like.
URL check mark of a checkbox checked.
This is to do with the mini browser and whether you will send URLs to the mini browser.
Server control group box. Check mark auto reconnect checkbox check 30 seconds.
This will, if you lose your connection, try to reconnect every 30 seconds. You may want to take that down further so that you're not going to risk a maximum of 30 seconds off the air. So currently auto reconnect is checked.
Connect button, no connection.
There's the magic connect button.
Connect button, no connection.
And that's the screen. So we can tab around this a little bit.
Edit button.
When you come in here, you're on the first edit button, which allows us to do some configuring. I'm going to press space to get into the first edit button.
Shoutcast server selection dialog.
Which gets us into the server selection dialog.
OK button.
We have focus on the OK button, so we need to tab.
Cancel button.
And tab once again.
Shoutcast server dev localhost edit. Localhost.
Right, if you're going to be broadcasting to an external server somewhere, other than your own personal Shoutcast server that's on the same physical machine as your DSP plugin in Winamp is, you're going to have to change the default of localhost. If your server happens to be on the same machine, don't change this. Now, in this case, for the test that we're doing, I'm just going to put acbradio.org, because that's where the server we're going to be broadcasting to is. You may, if you've subscribed somewhere else, have an IP address. In other words, lots of numbers, 123.456.789.0, for example. And you'll need to put those numbers in exactly as you have them for it to work. So that's where you're going to be broadcasting, the machine, the domain name or the IP address, the internet protocol address of the machine you're going to be broadcasting to goes here. Now we press the tab key.
Port def 8000 edit. 8000.
Now we want the port on the machine that the server lives on. A company like Live365 or StreamGuys, or for that matter the ACB radio server, will have a number of servers that will be running at any one time. And what distinguishes your server that you want to broadcast to from all the other ones is the port number on which the server lives. In this case, I am going to set the port number to 9554.
Port F 8000 edit 9554.
If you're broadcasting to your own local shoutcast server, you would probably want to leave 8000 as the default, unless you specifically know what you're doing. But you will need to make sure that you have the port number as well as the IP address. These things are critical to make sure that you get to where you want to be broadcasting to.
Password added. Star, star, star.
Now, the password is also obviously very critical to protect unauthorized broadcasters from getting on the air with the server. A password is issued, and you need to know what the password for the server you're trying to broadcast to is.
Blank.
I've just pushed Control-A followed by Delete to clear the password field, and I'm going to type the password that we have on that particular server and press Tab.
List on Shootcast.com. Recommended checkbox checked.
You may want to uncheck this if you're practicing. If you check this, then you will be listed on a directory. Now, the plugin actually says list on shoutcast.com, but it may not always be shoutcast.com. For example, if you're using a Live 365 server, then if you check this box, you'll be listed somewhere in Live 365's directory. If you are using a genuine Shoutcast server through a provider like streamguys.com or some other one, chances are good that checking this box will do exactly what the DSP plugin says it will, which is list you on the Shoutcast.com directory. This is where lots of broadcasts are divided by genre, and people can search based on song title or the name of your broadcast or the type of music you're playing or whatever. In the case of Supercast, which is what ACB Radio uses, it doesn't as yet support interfacing with the YP directory, the Yellow Pages directory for Shoutcast, but I'm sure that is coming. Anyway, I've left it checked, which is the default.
Description edit. Unnamed server.
Now, the description by default is unnamed server. This is what's going to come up in the title bar of people's Winamp and RealPlayer. It doesn't seem to work with Windows Media Player at this stage, although it may do with Windows Media Player 9, which is out any day now, at least in beta form. But I'm currently going to type in main menu shoutcast demonstration and check it.
Description edit. Main menu shoutcast demonstration.
And we'll press the tab key.
Description edit. Unknown genre.
Now it says unknown genre. This is where you have to specify, generally separated by commas, the type of music or content that you're going to be playing. There's a trick to this, really, because you do want to try and get yourself in as many relevant genres as possible, but don't be tempted to list yourself in too many, especially if you don't play much of that particular type of music, because if people are searching the country directory and they tune into you and you're playing heavy metal, even though you might play one or two country tracks, if the majority of the music is reasonably heavy metal and the country fans don't like that, they won't tune back. So let's, I don't know what kind of music I'll be playing on here. I'm just going to put various, actually. But you might want to put things in here like 60s, 70s, 80s, country, jazz, talk, if you're going to be doing talk, and separate them by commas.
Description edit. http://www.shoutcast.com.
Now this field here, as you can hear, is a web address. This is pretty clever, because if you don't change this, then you get your link on any Shoutcast compatible directory pointing back to the Shoutcast website, which is good publicity for them. So if you have a website, you would want to put this in here, and it will create a link to your website as part of your directory entry on any compatible Shoutcast directory. I'm going to put http://www.acbradio.org/mainmenu.html and press the tab key.
Earth channel edit. Number Shoutcast.
Now here you can specify any IRC, that's Internet Relay Chat, channel that your broadcast is associated with. If you want to set up your own IRC channel, you can do that, or if you hang around a particular channel, you can do that. If you're interested in Internet Relay Chat, I'm pretty sure we did a review some time ago of the Merck client, so you can look that up in the archives. I'm going to leave it as is.
Merck channel edit, zero.
And this is also, I think, associated with the IRC channel.
Aim name edit, M/A.
Now, because Nullsoft is now an AOL company in here, you can specify what instant message name, AOL instant message name you want to use that's associated with your directory. I don't have AOL Instant Messenger and don't intend to either, so I'll leave that.
OK button.
And that's all there is to it. We'll press the OK button.
Edit button.
And I think you might find, if I tab around here...
Checkbox mixers but log button.
There we go. The connect button has changed to a disconnect button already because we had the auto connect checkbox checked. So we are connected to the server now, which is reassuring because it means I got the password and everything right. But I'm going to press the space bar to disconnect me, and you'll now find that that connect button has become a connect button again. So if you're connected, it changes to a disconnect button, which you can press to get disconnected. And if you're not connected, then that button becomes a connect button, so it's a toggle. Now let's go back to the second
edit button
and press the space bar, because this specifies the bitrate at which we're going to connect.
Format selection MPEG layer 3 only dialog. Name combo box. Untitled. All N.
This dialog is going to help us to specify the quality of our broadcast. There are a few things that you need to remember here. If you're a dial-up modem user, you really are quite limited with respect to the options that you have. I wouldn't advise going above 16 kbps, 11,025 hertz mono, unless you have a very solid 52k connection all the time, and when you upload, you get a little over 3k per second, in which case you can crank it quite a bit further up. But modem users are really very limited. Now, if you're a broadband user and you've got more than, say, 128k up, then really it's a question of the audience that you want to reach, especially if you have access to an external server such as a Live365 or a StreamGuys server. If you're going to be hosting your own Shoutcast server, well, that's a whole different, as the Americans like to say, ball of wax, and we will probably come back to that. So I'm going to leave this on untitled. There are options down here, but I think it just confuses things. So I'm going to press tab.
Format combo box. MPEG layer 3. All F.
That's fine, and that's the only choice that we have. MPEG layer 3, remembering that that's the fancy title for MP3. We are streaming using Shoutcast in MP3 format. Now I press the tab key again, and here we get to the good stuff.
Attributes combo box. 56k bit slash s, 24,000 hertz, stereo 6kb/sec, all the...
I must have knocked that, because I think the default that one generally gets is 24kbps, 22,050 hertz, mono. That does sound quite nice. Most modem users can hear that. In fact, that's what we're streaming to you at right now. 24kbps, 22,050 hertz, mono. So if you're aiming at a modem audience and you want good quality mono sound, then that does sound very good. If you would rather broadcast in reasonable quality stereo, then you have lots of options here, and we'll take you through those. Now, one of the things that it's advisable to adhere to, and I've had this advice from the people at Nullsoft, and I'm sure they know what they're doing, is that it's really good to stick with multiples of 11,025 hertz as your sampling rate. That's because some sound cards may get upset if you use some of the funkier sampling rates. For example, at the very top here, you can hear it's set to 56 kbps, 24,000 hertz mono, stereo rather, and that it's that 24,000 hertz thing that's the big deal. So let's just down arrow, because I've gone right to the top with my home key, and if I down arrow,
48k bit slash s, 24,000 hertz stereo.
We'll keep going.
40k bit slash s, 24,000 hertz stereo.
So all the 24,000 hertz options are at the top.
56k bit slash s, 22,050 hertz stereo. 6kb/sec.
Now, that tells us rather usefully that it's going to take up 6kb or 6 kilobytes per second, and that this is 56kbps, that's your bit rate, 22,050 hertz is the sampling rate, and it's stereo. And this is what most of the ACB Radio Interactive broadcasters will be transmitting to the broadband stream. So if you can pick up broadcasts like the Mosin Explosion and Jeff's Jamboree and, oh gosh, all those wonderful shows, then most of them that you hear in broadband stereo are using this very option with this kind of encoder. So we'll leave it at that. and we'll press the tab key.
OK button.
And OK.
Edit button.
So now, I suspect it's going to try and reconnect me.
Check mix, log, format, and auto reconnect button.
No, it hasn't, OK. Well, what do I know? Oh, yes, I think it's about... Yeah, there we go. Disconnect now. The connect button has turned to a disconnect button. That means I am connected. I'm going to press space to disconnect again because I'm not ready yet. So let's just take a look at what that screen is showing now with our review cursor.
Pause. Page server at radio.org 9554. Edit button.
Right, so instead of saying localhost 8000, it's now showing the server acbradio.org and the port 9554.
Format MP3 at 56kbps 22kHz. Edit button.
And it's showing the format now, which is different from the default. It's now set to 56kbps and 22,050Hz.
Server details group box. Song title. Checkmark auto checkbox checked. URL checkmark auto checkbox checked. Server control group box. Checkmark auto reconnect checkbox checked. Third connect button disconnected. Connect button disconnected.
All right, and it says connect button disconnected, and I think if we read the status line.
Connect button disconnected.
Yeah, we can see that there.
Auto reconnect.
So I'm just tabbing around here.
Format MP3 at 56kbps 22kHz edit. Log button, mixers button, checkbox not, edit button, edit button, auto checkbox check.
Right, so there are a few things that auto checkbox again.
Auto checkbox check.
First for the song title, then for the URL.
Disconnected. Left right slider.
Now these controls here relate to the advanced controls that we're not going to deal with at the moment.
Push to talk button. Disconnected. Left right slider. Disconnected. Disconnected. Connect button.
Okay, now we're on the connect button. That's the important thing.
Auto connect button.
The connect button is there. If I press the space bar on the connect button,
disconnect button,
it's become a disconnect button. That means we're connected. And now, I am able to press Alt F4 to close the window, but I'm
desktop.
Still in Winamp.
Desktop.
I can still get back to Winamp.
Winamp 2.80.
And now I'm back in Winamp. And all I need to do now is do what I would normally do. So I'm going to open a file.
Not my re-up with Lord.
Let me just go to the network drive with all the music on.
Connections, CDR, C on apostrophe, C
that's
on.
That's it.
Go
and
up one level, but my recent doc. Not so, VD, not set.
We'll just try and get a piece of music on here. Let's just pick one.
Samantha sang.
Oh, that'll do. Okay.
Winamp 2.8.
Just turn that down a bit. Now, we are broadcasting that to the world. Now that we've set that Shoutcast plugin up, we can just play music in Winamp, and it's broadcasting it. That is, at a very basic level, how it's done. If all you're interested in doing is playing a bit of your favourite music, maybe you're in a situation where you have a big music collection at home and you want to listen to your own personal music collection at the office. You can set something like this up and tune into your favourite music without having to take it with you on removable media. If I skip tracks or stop, obviously that's what the listener will hear as well. And just to prove it, I'm going to stop now. With V, as you normally would in Winamp. Obviously, you've got to know how to drive Winamp to really do this properly. Press L to open a file again.
Open.
And this time, we're going to go into the temp directory on my local drive. Do, 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 do.
70, yeah. Local,
there we go.
My reason, not so
and
temp.
If I press SC, because that's where all the Shoutcast files will be called.
SC08272002052208.mp3.
Now that one will probably be empty, because you remember we connected. You remember we connected a couple of times, and then disconnected straight away. That's it. So this is the one that has something in it. And if I press enter on this,
one.
Here we go. That is actually the stream that we just transmitted being played back. So that proves to us that the broadcast was successful. And that is one of the very good things about the earlier version of this plugin, that you can do this. You can check what actually went out. At a basic level, that's how it's done, as I say. Now, if I press Alt-F4, that will close Winamp, and it will also close down the plugin, and we will have disconnected from the Shoutcast server. There's one thing that people will notice, though, if you broadcast just like this, even if it's your favorite music, and that is that there is a lot of variation in MP3 files. And even when you're playing your own MP3 files, I know a lot of people have got into the game now of plugging a small FM transmitter, such as the Veronica one that we reviewed a little earlier on Main Menu, or the Sea Crane one that you can get, and they plug it into the back of their sound card and they tune into their own personalized radio station on FM. But they soon find that there's a heck of a lot of variation in sound level, which gets quite annoying. Also, you notice that a lot of other radio stations, broadcast radio stations, are louder than you. And that's because they're using compression to give it that punchy radio-type sound. Now, we can do that not only for when you're listening locally, but also with respect to shoutcasts. So desktop. Let's just do that. We're going to go into the download folder on this PC. I've also obviously made sure this is available online as well. And if I push AU, it's audiostocker.zip. It's a zip file. I'll press enter to get in here, and WinZip will open.
Yes.
And so we've got to unzip this manually. I'm going to push Control/ to select everything, and then Control-E to extract.
Extract dialog. Extract to edit combo. See Bradcon. Call-E.
And this may differ depending on the particular zipping program that you have, but I'm just going to push C:\Program:\Files:\Winamp:\Plugins, because that's where the Audio Stocker files need to go, and press Enter.
List view.
Okay, now that's extracted them. And that means that we have to set up Audio Stocker now. So let's go back into Winamp.
Button. Winamp 2.80.
And we need to do some changes to our DSP plugin now. So I'm going to push Control-P to get back into the preferences.
Winamp preferences dialog. 3.1 preview. DSP/effect.
Now, one of the reasons why it's good to use Audio Stocker is because there is a combination plugin that allows you to run the Audio Stocker and the Shoutcast plugin at the same time. There are ways that you can run the Shoutcast plugin and other dynamic compression plugins at the same time as well through a third-party utility, and some people prefer the SQR limiter, which is made by the same people that make the superb SQR crossfade plugin. Which reminds me that when you use Shoutcast in its default state, as we're talking about now, remember that any cool crossfading that you hear at your end will not be heard at the listener's end. That's because the DSP plugin is higher in the chain than an output plugin. So the data is sent to the server before the crossfading plugin has a chance to deal with it, and we will show you how you can deal with that again when we get past the basics in a later episode of this occasional series on broadcasting. I'm going to press the tab key now because we're in the Winamp preferences again, and we're still focused on DSP/effect, which is where we want to be.
Close this box. Shoot cast source.
And I'm going to press the letter A.
Shoot cast source dialog. Server local host 8000 format MP3 at 24.
All right. Now what's happened here is that we've chosen the Audio Stocker plus Shoutcast plugin, and all of those settings that we did before have not carried over, so you will need to set those up again, and I won't waste time us doing that now, but you'll need to configure it and do all those things. The advantage this time is that you will be able to hear a very noticeable kind of punch. You will also need to configure Audio Stocker itself.
Edit button. Audit.
And we'll just see if we can get there. I'll close the window.
Combo box. Configure.
Now, when you push the configure button,
Audio Stocker 0.0.
The first thing you get is the Audio Stocker configuration. Once you've done that, you'll get to the familiar Shoutcast configuration screen where you can turn on the low pass filter and determine whether you want to save streams and all of that kind of stuff. So, let's have a look at what we have here.
OK button, cancel, 18 dB star radio button checked.
Now we have the compression level at which things will start to compress. I'm a bit of a compression fan, so I just crank all of this up to the max.
24 dB radio button checked.
Okay, so now we're at 24 dB, which is as high as it will go.
Soft star radio button check.
Now we're at the compression level. How much compression should there be? And you've got
very soft,
which is the default. That's why it has a star after it.
Medium radio.
Medium.
Hard radio.
And hard.
Button. Very soft
radio. And I'd leave it on hard. Sounds nice and punchy.
Flat star radio button.
And I don't change, this is the equalization radio button, and I don't add any bass boost. I just leave it on flat.
Apply button.
And now we just choose OK.
Configure shoot.
And now we're back to the shoutcast configuration.
OK button.
So what we're doing here is we're able to configure two plugins at once and run them both at once, even though they're both DSP plugins and you can't normally do that. So that is an advantage of using Audio Stalker. Once you've configured all that, and if you played your stream back, you would notice a much punchier sound. The soft sounds are brought up and everything's left at a more even level. Don't forget, though, that in order not to get a false perception of what all this is doing, you should turn Audio Stalker off when you play your stream back so that you know what listeners who aren't listening with any kind of compression are hearing. So that's the introduction of this series on broadcasting. I'd be really interested in hearing what you would like to see in this series. If you have any particular questions, any area that you'd like us to cover as we gently take you through the broadcasting process, if you can get hold of a server and spend the next week, if you want to follow along with this series, practicing configuring it and just broadcasting songs over it. I think it is important to take these things gradually. Everybody wants to get on there and have their voice heard, but if you can take these things in small steps, you'll find that it does tend to make more sense more quickly, really. So next week we will add issues such as how to speak and advanced controls and a few more fancy features. And if you have any questions or comments, drop me an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org and we'll see what we can rustle up. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.